Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. Corey and I have a great show planned for you today. We have got this weekend, I guess I should say, we've got some very, very interesting people. We're going to be doing a couple of segments on the Mises Institute that our friend Jeff Deist is now the president of. That's going to be a regular feature on the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report every weekend, starting this coming Saturday. Today, but we're going to start out with something that I think you guys really ought to consider if you haven't already considered it, and that is the San Francisco Metals and Minerals Investment Conference. Big Al has been involved with these guys. Interestingly enough, I did my first conference in 1983, and it was really, really fun. It was back in Boston. It is a great place to go to basically meet people, whether you're talking about meeting someone of the stature of a Ron Paul, or whether you're talking about meeting someone who is perhaps a quality mining company executive, this is the show to do it. It's going to be held at the Marriott Marquis. I'm going to turn it over to Jonathan in just a second, but I want to personally invite everybody to the keynote panel, Bulls and Bears. There I will be on stage with Adrian Day, James Dines, Jay Taylor, and Rick Rule. That should be a lot of fun. How about an overview, Jonathan?
Yeah, thanks, Al. It was a pleasure, and you took quite a bit of my thunder. That was a great job. I should have you do this more frequently. I always appreciate being on, and appreciate your support not only of the events that we do, but your support in promoting specifically this program that we have coming up in San Francisco. One of our two hallmark events here in the United States. So we do one in San Francisco and one in New York, and the event really are a fantastic opportunity for anybody interested in the metals and minerals marketplace to come down and find out about what's happening with the market, where commodities are expected to go from some of the world's foremost authorities in that area, and then to hear directly from mining companies that have various projects that are either underway or in exploration, and get the firsthand investment story from those CEOs and look for opportunities to either augment a portfolio or start one.
Jonathan, I've been traveling to these shows for quite a while now with Al and with a couple other associates. And one of the things that I really enjoy is listening to all of these people, whether it's on a panel or just speaking individually on what they think the market is going to do and just their take and their historical reference. What are some of the speakers that you're the most excited about this year?
Yeah, Corey, it's great to talk to you as well. I certainly appreciate you being on hand for all the ones that you have as well. To Al's point earlier, it's a great mix. We've got a series of keynotes this year that I think are right up there with the best we've ever had. Al mentioned Dr. Ron Paul, who I know obviously is one that the audience is familiar with very well, and not only a visionary in what's happening within the global marketplace, but also an active investor in the commodities and mining sector. So certainly somebody that's interesting. Frank Holmes from U.S. Global Investors, Jim Dines, the grandfather, if you will, from the Dines Letter, Bun Conrad of KC Research, and Rick Rule from Sprott Global Resource. Are our keynotes, and it continues even beyond that. We've got Dudley Baker, who I know your audience probably knows well, Ben Cox, Adrian Day, Mickey Fulp, Chris Gaffney. It really is John Kaiser. As Al mentioned earlier, he'll be on one of the best sessions that we have at the program, which will be the Bulls and Bears session. So it's something that I think the audience that you guys have would be particularly keen to hear, and I think that they're the type of combination of sessions between expert views and opinions on what's happening within the marketplace and where things might go and the types of investment opportunities people should be looking at to, again, firsthand summaries of what's happening in mining companies that are seeking investment.
Something that I think is important to stress here is the fact that, Jonathan, you talked about, I think some people might have the impression that this is strictly for gold bugs, et cetera. And I got to tell you, in my opinion, that's not the case at all. And the reason I say that is because your keynote speaker, Congressman Ron Paul, I think is one of the most interesting political figures of our time. I don't think there's any question about that. The thing that I find interesting about your conferences, Jonathan, is that they are not what I would consider to be one-sided. You know, you've got great speakers there who not only talk about the virtues, the pros and cons of precious metals, but they also talk about economic conditions. They talk about macro issues. That's what I find to be incredibly valuable. And then you have the way you have the conferences set up, they're very, very user-friendly in the sense that, you know, it's kind of like the Casey conferences in a sense, in that the speakers are really, really stressed. Your game isn't for people just to go out and look at a bazillion mining companies exhibiting. Your philosophy is to educate people both by talking with a select group of mining company executives, but also by listening to and having the ability to talk with people like Dr. Ron Paul.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head with respect to the width of coverage that we have. Nothing happens within a vacuum, and so our speakers are of the caliber that understanding what's driving the markets, be it political, be it economical, be it the global context, all of those things are things that are specifically discussed at what we do. And so we'll have an entire panel at this program that's just dedicated to trends that are happening in the economic scenario. Obviously, Dr. Ron Paul will talk quite a bit, I'm sure, in his remarks about the political landscape. We'll have a session that's dedicated to exploration trends and the type of things that you can expect for that. We're going to have a panel this year that talks to investment strategy and what types of strategies are being deployed right now that work. So it definitely covers the gamut. And if you look at guys like Rick Rule and you look at guys like Frank Holmes, these are not just gold bugs that go around and talk specifically at gold shows. These guys are on CNBC and CNN on a regular basis talking about what's happening in the global perspective. And I think that type of detail is what comes through in an event like ours.
Can you provide all of our listeners and everyone else out there with the website where they can go to sign up and actually tell them how much it costs?
Yeah, so a couple of things. The website is metalsandmineralsevents.com, and you can go right on to the website and click on the San Francisco event and register directly right from there. You can also register live at the event, and one of the beauties of this program is that it is free to the investor community. And so not only do we have what I would consider to be world-class speakers and world-class content, investors can get access to it on a free basis. So it's a pretty compelling value proposition in my mind.
No, Corey, I got to tell you, one of the things about these particular conferences that I really like, specifically the one in San Francisco and then the one in New York in the spring, is that those are two really, really fun cities to visit. Kathy and I planned two of our vacations really around these shows. You know, we spent prior to the one in San Francisco, we're going to be going up to Sonoma, spend 3 or 4 days up there doing some wine tasting. In terms of the New York show, we're going to be going and visiting friends on the East Coast after that show. So that's what makes it a lot of fun for me. San Francisco, in this case, is a great tourist town.
Yeah, it's the same with me, too, that we always head up there, sometimes with family. I'm heading up there with my girlfriend, and actually after the conference, we're spending our American Thanksgiving in Sonoma. Now it's time to relax a little bit after the show, because we both know how stressful these shows can be, but they're also entertaining at the same time.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected. Stop collections and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 21st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,242.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,288.12, $644.06 for a half ounce, or $322.03 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,288.12, $644.06, and $322.03.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We're going to chat a little bit about a company right now that Corey and I are, and don't construe this as being investment advice because it is not. Corey and I are pretty interested in this company, though. The name of the company is called Snip Interactive Incorporated. They've been public for, you know, a couple of years. Interestingly enough, since their IPO, they have had four straight quarters of revenue growth, 85% audited growth year over year for net income for quarter one of this year, 2013, 95% audited growth year over year for net income for quarter two of this year, and their projected growth for quarter three of this year is an increase of 70%. That is, by the way, a forward-looking statement. Let me tell you how we found out about this company, and then we're going to ask the CEO and founder to tell us a little bit about it. I had dinner with Atul Subharwal and a friend of his, Mike Jacobs, last week. And I was very, very intrigued with the company because I really haven't gotten in on any of the what I would call internet stuff. The intriguing thing about Snip Interactive, which is something that Tool is going to tell you about here, number one, they're headquartered in the United States. They're based back in Bethesda, Maryland. They have a phenomenal growth rate, and they have what I believe is a very, very interesting marketing niche. Talked with these guys. They said they were looking to raise a little money through a private placement. So I said, well, I think I'm in. I called Corey. We both took a look at it, and I said, do you want half the action? And Corey said, hey, with this deal, of course. Don't construe that as being investment advice. It is not. We're just telling you what we're doing, and we're telling you about a company that is very, very early stage, and we are invested in it, so we are far from being unbiased in this particular opinion. Atul, tell us, if you would, as simplistically as you can, exactly what your company does and why it's growing so rapidly.
Great. Thanks, Corey. So let me start off by just making one straight correction. We've had seven straight quarters of revenue growth, not four. And we hope to continue that trend going forward. But yes, so we set up this company with the sole purpose of helping big brands, Fortune 500 companies like Arm & Hammer, like EA Games, like Walmart, like Guinness Beer, to take the promotions that they do and let consumers participate in those promotions using their phone. So now if you think back in time, you know, when you saw a promotion in a newspaper or a magazine, you would basically call an 800 number and take part in it. Then as the internet came along, you'd basically have to go to your computer when you had the time, and if you remembered, and participate with something on a website. But you know what? You now have a cell phone which is as powerful as most computers in your pocket, and we just thought it made sense to allow consumers to participate in the different types of promotions that you see out there right through the phone. So these promotions, you see them every day when you walk into the grocery store, you know, 20% off this product, buy two products, get the third one free, buy this product to get loyalty points, enter a contest or sweepstakes to win free tickets to the game. It could be an NBA game. It could be any type of game. We basically help consumers interact with those promotions through their phone, and in the process, help brands capture lots of great data about people's purchase habits, which they've never had before.
Now, Atul, you mentioned that seven consecutive quarters of growth, revenue growth, that is. As a fantastic stat, and some of the companies that you are working with, which include EA Games, Guinness, and everyone from Arm & Hammer to Samsung, are all very top-notch names in the industry. But can you help our listeners understand how you generate revenue from essentially mobilizing coupons for right now?
I'm sure. So in the traditional model, brands have paid for three different things to a variety of different vendors. So they pay for the design of a promotion. So just take a simple contest that someone like Pepsi or Coke wants you to buy a Pepsi and enter a chance to win a free trip to wherever, to Vegas, right? Typically, they would pay an advertising agency to design that promotion. Then they would pay a fulfillment company to be able to capture the users who are participating. And then they would pay a third company to choose the winner of that promotion, and they choose yet another company to provide the actual reward in that promotion. So what we've done is we've basically taken away the need for a company to deal with four or five different vendors, and at the most deal with one or two, their existing advertising agency, and then Snip, who can then process people who want to participate in these promotions, because people can use their phones to participate, and go back to them because we now know their cell phone number with the reward or whatever the incentive is that the brand is trying to give them. So we make money in three or four different ways, actually. We have a model where brands pay us on a per campaign fee. So say a brand is trying to do a one-off promotion, Thanksgiving is coming up, hey, I want you to buy my beer or my wine, I'll give you 10% off. They'd pay us for that one-time promotion, and that would be it. But what typically happens is that when the brand sees the amount of data and the effectiveness of our platform, they pretty much then say, look, let's do this across all of our promotions, because it just makes a lot of sense, because not only are you guys cheaper, but you guys actually have better data coming out of your platform, and you all can reward our consumers much faster. And those types of clients then graduate from a campaign fee to pretty much a platform fee. Now, in addition to our platform fee, we also have something called a pay-per-snip model, which is very similar to a pay-per-click model, where we actually participate with the brands in the effectiveness of the promotion. So more people who participate, the more money we make, because they pay us only based on success. So that's another spin on our model, where it really helps brands to work with us because we share in the gains with the client in the success of the work that we do for them. And then finally, you know, just as another pillar of our revenue model, we have a licensing model where we have presence in Mexico, in Brazil, and in the Middle East, and we can very easily take our platform, which is all built in the cloud, and license out components for partner companies overseas to allow us to expand overseas rapidly. Though the market here in the U.S. is, if we can just capture this market, we'd be very happy. But if you go to slip.com, you'll actually see that we've done promotions in Mexico, Brazil, and the Middle East besides the U.S. and Canada.
So you're getting stronger and stronger in the United States, if I'm not mistaken. Am I correct on that?
Yes. Our sole focus as a team is to exploit the U.S. market.
One final point that I want to clarify, O'Toole, is this data collection, where you are essentially collecting information on people who are buying these products and then even further redeeming these coupons or receiving these further coupons. It's a huge, huge market out there that I don't really think everyone can appreciate the magnitude of how important that information is. I know it's another topic that we will need to explore in the future, but I just want to leave our listeners with that fact that, you know, but this is almost a supplementary area of the company that can also prove to be very, very profitable.
Yeah. Okay, 777. I thought I said seven straight quarters. I must have said four. One of the things that intrigued me, however, with the company is the fact that it has been seven straight quarters of revenue growth since the initial public offering. Now, that is truly a forward-looking statement. Now, it's not a forward-looking statement, but the implication is forward-looking in that, you know, that kind of implies that they're going to continue to grow this rapidly. That's not necessarily the case here. It's not necessarily not the case. This is something that Corey and I are both very intrigued in. We've kind of put our money where our mouth is. We're going to be bringing you updates as they occur on SNP. O'Toole, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Got an old friend on the line with Corey and I right now, Bob Moriarty. You know, we've talked about numerous things in the past with Bob. We've talked about gold. We've talked about silver. We've talked about politics and the lack of sanity in politics. But something that we really haven't talked about before is getting some questions answered about Bob's site, 321 Gold. Now, I have to tell you, Bob is kind of my mentor in this business. I got all the time in the world for him, and I think his site is truly, truly one of the best out there. Bob, I know you and Barbara started your site, 12, 13 years ago. What was your initial motivation in doing that?
Well, we looked at, first of all, we believed that gold and silver at the bottom, and they absolutely were. Gold bottomed in August of 1999, silver bottomed in November of 2001, but really the summer of 2001 was pretty much the bottom for gold shares. There were only two gold sites at the time. There was Kitco, and there was Gold Eagle. Gold Eagle only posted pieces on their site, and Kitco only posted pieces off their site. And Barbara and I run a computer company based on the internet, so we were quite familiar with advertising. We were quite familiar with how to get people to your website. So we realized that having a website to educate investors that had both articles on the site and link to articles off the site should be successful. And we pretty much nailed the bottom. I mean, it was bottom silver and gold, and there was a lot more interest in the next 10 years.
Bob, I visit your site every day just because of the massive amount of information that you can get, albeit not the massive amount of articles that you post. Yeah, you can tell that you are very select mindful of the stories that you like to post, but then also that you write. Now, one question that I have for you is that these articles that you post off of your site, do you tend to see a correlation between the mood or tone of these when markets are either at the bottom or at the top or going through a shift at this time that hopefully we are going through?
Oh, absolutely. You picked up on something that I think is really important. If you look at the site, we only have about 6 or 8 new articles a day. But what we're trying to do is sift information for our readers. So we're giving them the top 6 or 8 articles. There's some Forever War section. There's interesting. I'm real proud of the site. I like the site. I think we've done a good job.
Oh, I think you've done a great job. I don't think there's any question about that. You've got a heck of a following out there. You're rated substantially higher than most of the sites out there. You're 50% stronger than we are, and I consider that to be a credit, the fact that we're only 50% behind you, for lack of better terms. But, you know, when you get up to the numbers that your site gets and that our site gets, it really is an example of how we all, In my opinion, really, it's important for us to work together so that our listeners, our visitors, for lack of better terms, can get as much information as they possibly need. But, Bob, when you talk about, for example, the top dozen or so articles that come out every day, I applaud you for doing that. You know, you got a million sites out there that post virtually everything, and that's something that we've learned from you. We don't really want to do that because that's not really providing a service, in my opinion, to listeners. Any comments?
No, I agree totally. There's another gold site, and I won't make him feel bad by identifying him, but I talked to him 5 or 6 years ago, and I said, look, the measure of a site is not the quality of the articles you post.
Not the quality of the articles?
No, it's not the quality of the articles that you post. It's the quality of the articles that you don't post. Kitco has set something up where they're going out and automatically picking up everything that says gold or silver in it. And a lot of times you go to Kitco and they're talking about somebody who won silver in a race in the third grade in Des Moines, Iowa, and you sit there and think, you know, these guys are lost, have lost it. They're making people wade through much crap that they're missing the good stuff. So I think that we do something that's absolutely unique, and we try to provide something for everybody, yet something that's relatively balanced.
Bob, one section that I like on your website is, besides obviously the gold and silver stories as well as the reports charts and gold and silver shares, is at the bottom. The title is called The Forever War and Interesting and Timeless. Some of these sections, which really only have maybe one story posted a day, are not necessarily geared at investing, but when you really dive into them, they're more, that they actually are somewhat related to investing and a lot related to how we're living day to day. How did you decide on including these in your site?
Well, that's funny because I got to give credit to Barbara. She came up with the interesting section. I don't think you've met Barbara, Corey, but Al has. Barbara, you know, I've met 10,000 or 15,000 or 20,000 people in my life, and I will tell you, Barbara is the single most interesting person that I have ever met. She's smarter than I am, and she comes up with stuff that's just incredible. And she just said, okay, we're going to put in a interesting section. And I said, well, okay, I mean, I know who wears the pants in the family. But the Forever War section we started after 9/11, which was 3 or 4 months after we got started. And that comment was a comment that was made by Doug Casey. He said that we were entering an era of forever wars. So, you know, I'm a bit of an anarchist, and that's my little screw you to the government.
A bit of an anarchist, and that's a little of my screw you to the, I mean, you know, never a man to mince words, to say the least. You know, a lot of us are in this game. Some of us have survived you know, for an awful lot of years. And the reason I think that we have survived for an awful lot of years is that we do provide very valuable information. You know, I the number of competitors, and I guess I use the word, I don't consider any a lot of the guys to be competitors, but if you go to all the knockoffs, Bob, on your site and on our site, it's really, really interesting how they just can't seem to put it together correctly. You know what I mean?
Well, here's what's funny. What you cannot do is duplicate somebody else. Your site is unique. Your site is you, and it's Corey. And 321 Gold is me, and it's Barbara. And there are a lot of knockoff sites, and they think, well, you know, I just go out there and post a bunch of articles on gold and silver, and people will come to the site. And that's absolute rubbish. We get, right now we're getting 60, 70,000 people a day coming to the site. When gold and silver are popular, we get 100,000 people coming to the site. But those people vote with their mouths every single day. And if you get boring, they disappear.
No, I hear you. They vote with their mouths, and they vote with their, for lack of better terms, you know, when they click out to where they click to go to your site. I agree 100%. You know, you've got to be provocative, because that's the only way that you're going to be providing any value really to much of anybody. You know, as I said, I've known Bob for an awful lot of years. Bob's site, 321 Gold, is very, very good. Companies that Bob writes up, he basically is full disclosure on all of that. He visits all of the properties. It is a valuable service, you know, and I got to tell you, Corey and I are very proud to be part of what I guess I would call, for lack of better terms, the three musketeers of these sites that are really out there providing valuable information. You know, you got 321 Gold, you got the Corlin Economics Report, and then of course you have Streetwise, Gordon Holmes' great site. So, Bob, appreciate your time. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Tremamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Tremamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's Dr. O-R-T-M-A-N.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Daily editorial on the Cornell Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting with both Rick Ackerman and Doc Richard Postma about the markets in general. And I'll tell you where the reason we're having this conversation. I spent probably 8 or 9 hours over the weekend, you guys, chit-chatting with people on our site vis-a-vis our blog. 150 or so comments, which is great. I got to tell you, I want to thank you for all of those comments because I'm learning more and more and more every day listening to you folks. But I got to tell you, we got a comment from a fellow by the name of Mike, who is a contributor occasionally to Seeking Alpha, and Mike chastised us for saying that we're giving false information. He said, you know, the conventional market is not in a bubble. You guys don't know what you're talking about, etc., etc. And I think what I want to say here is that we're going to discuss that right now. And I would have to say that the only reason that I say the conventional stock market, and Corey says the conventional stock market is in a bubble, is because the conventional stock market is not really being held up by basic fundamentals, the kind of fundamentals that we grew up with, for lack of better terms. The conventional stock market right now is being held up purely and simply by quantitative easing. The government is putting more and more and more money into the economy in an attempt to keep it going. Now, the one place where I differ from some of our listeners is that an evil thing? Well, it's an evil thing when people allegedly make a whole lot of money off of people like us in a way that perhaps isn't exactly kosher. But the fact of the matter is, whether you like the government or not, and I happen to think they're very inefficient, but whether you like them or not, they're peddling as fast as they can to keep this economy from totally collapsing. Doc, you had some interesting thoughts about that.
It's hard to say, you know, whether this market's in a bubble. If you believe that it's predicated just on the Federal Reserve printing money, yeah, then it's a bubble. It's no question. Those that would argue would say now that it's separate from that, that actually there's some supply and demand that's driving this market and that it's rational. It's kind of interesting that Robert Shiller, who got a Nobel Prize recently in economics, predicted some of the bubbles of the past. And he predicted the dot-com bubble and the housing bubble. And he believes now that we're getting into bubble territory, and he thinks the PEs right now are 25 to 1. And I don't know where he gets his data, whereas others are saying 19 or 18. So to really define whether it's a bubble, nobody knows until it breaks, unfortunately. But it's starting to look parabolic right now, the move, and that would worry me.
Doc, you are right in the fact that we believe that it's starting to look like a bubble, simply in the fact that, or at least for myself, you look at the underlying economy and compare that to new highs that are being hit, not only for the conventional markets, but then we also see IPOs like Twitter come out and just shoot to the moon on fundamentals and really numbers that don't make sense and don't support it. The fact of the matter is we do have the Fed, who has been very clear that they are open to easy money, and when you have an investor that large that is guaranteeing that they spend that much, it's really hard for a market to collapse as fast as we think it actually should. Rick, what do you think about this?
I agree with Doc. I mean, it's not perfectly clear that we're in a bubble. You know, I would say that there's some aspects of the market, some sectors, particularly these high-tech IPOs like Twitter, that really are inflated beyond belief. So they would definitely be in bubbles. And I think when you look at the financial system as a whole, it's also in a bubble, mainly because we are using, there are over $250 billion worth of derivatives in play, leveraged financial instruments that have little or no collateral behind them. So to the extent that the financial system is sustained at all, it's accomplished really with artificial manipulation of interest rates. So nothing is really pegged to the market anymore. It all kind of floats around money that for large institutions comes absolutely cost-free. So if it's not explicitly a bubble, it's certainly a financial system that is without a rudder, without an anchor. Market forces are not determining values any longer.
And that's one of the reasons that I feel badly that, you know, we got in this big, for lack of better terms, pissing match with this guy, Mike. You know, I think Mike has some interesting points. I think that his reaction, perhaps, was a little overdramatic, and only in the sense, and I got a lot of respect for this guy, and he was very polite. He sent me back an email, and I appreciate that. But I think right now, given the fact that we are in such uncharted waters, that I think you're going to have a lot of emotions, you're going to have a lot of differences in opinion as to what's going on with the market. I would have to say that I think there's some opportunity in the conventional markets right now. How long is that opportunity going to last? That's the million-dollar question. Nobody really knows. We are in a situation right now that is truly uncharted water, and I think that everybody with any, even a modicum of knowledge about economics and finance realizes that we're going to be damn lucky if this quantitative easing is in fact going to allow the country to grow out of the mess that we're in. That's why people on this site, including Big Al, are saying, you know, you better have some insurance. I mean, Doc, you agree with me, bud?
I agree, because, you know, when does quantitative easing end, if ever? And even if they attempt to, it's going to take years for them to get out of that. And so, you know, we're going to go from crisis to crisis, and there's going to be uncertainty after uncertainty, and that's going to be with us a long time. So that tells me that you better be pretty careful, because when you get misallocation of capital like the Federal Reserve is doing right now, with most of it running into the stock market, I would be quick on the trigger to get out when it does happen.
Well, and Doug, I think that's an interesting point, that we do need to be quick on the trigger if you are invested in the conventional market for when the fall, when it happens, just because it's at such high highs. So by it continuing to reach these high highs, these people who are invested in it really are not making huge gains, but they are making gains. But that's one reason why I continue to be in the precious metals, because I believe when this does happen, that's where the huge gains will be. Rick, why are you in the precious metals, and what do you think about it, this?
We've been in a bear market, precious metals, for a couple of years, and it's been very dispiriting. I think that precious metals will have their day, but they're really under a lot of pressure now, because in the real world, where the rubber meets the road, we're talking about the government's fiscal matters, and also, you know, with respect to spending by all levels of government, we're in a very deflationary environment. Wages are stagnant, and the cost of everything is going up. So gold's under a lot of pressure, but there'll be a day of reckoning where all of the problems that have essentially been warehoused, not many of them, by the Federal Reserve. You might look at all of the bank paper that they took on as having gone into the shredder. The banks have basically cleared their books, but it's not as though the problems and the obligations are still there. So when those chickens come home to roost, gold's going to have its day.
Right now, my main concern isn't necessarily gold. And I'm sorry, San Diego, Mark. I mean, we have gold and silver, but my main concern isn't really gold right now. My main concern is the future of the U.S. economy. And I have to tell you, we've only got about a minute left here, but I have to tell you, my concern grows each and every day, because one thing I learned when I was a kid from my dad, 1 + 1 = 2. And when you have a stock market, the lifeblood of an economy as large as the United States, and it is not run on fundamentals, then you have need for some real concern. Rick, could you wrap this up for us?
Well, it's a very difficult, challenging market. This is especially true for bullion investors. You know, bullion has traditionally been a very good hedge against difficult times, problems foreseen, and there's so many problems that you can foresee at this point that have yet to precipitate out that it makes bullion a very difficult buy and hold. It's especially frustrating, you know, if you're out of the market thinking with all these problems, stocks are going to break. But I have to say that the people who have been with this market, just come hell or high water, have done pretty well.
You know, I kind of have to agree in a sense with what you're saying, Rick. On the other hand, though, I got to stick to my guns, and I have to say that, you know, gold and silver right now are really becoming the little engine that could, or I guess in this case I'd have to say the little engines that could. As of right now anyway, yes, gold is falling in price, but we're not seeing the precipitous fall to, you know, the $1,000 level or what have you. And I got to tell you, Kathy and I buy gold not short term. We buy gold because it helps us sleep at night.
I think that's the key point that you hit on there, Al, is that this is a long-term hold, and we need to look at the gold and silver price day-to-day, and doing that can make people crazy, and I don't recommend doing that. I recommend picking the stocks that you want, that you truly fundamentally believe in, and riding it out for the long term. Right now, I think there are some good buys in the gold and silver space, and holding bullion is just another way to, I believe, protect yourself against future turmoil, which we could experience. Stick around. We'll be right back with you.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.